Religious freedom and dialogue was also the subject of Pope Benedict's welcoming address to the new Egyptian ambassador to the Holy See, Alae Hamada Mekemar, who presented her letter of credentials to the Holy Father this morning. Emma McCarthy reports.
Egypt has an ancient tradition of bridging the gap between East and West and holds within its grasp the possibility of becoming a symbol of tolerance and harmony for all Arab nations. That was at the heart of Pope Benedict XVI's message Thursday to the new ambassador to the Holy See from the Arab Republic of Egypt. The Pope noted Egypt's vital efforts in trying to resolve the countless and grave international problems currently concerning world leaders. Here the Pope highlighted the North African nation's role as a safe haven for numerous refugees, both Muslim and Christian. He also recalled the primary role that religions have played in the realization of harmony between peoples and cultures, in particular the annual meetings of the Cairo-based Permanent Committee for Dialogue between the Monotheistic Religions of the Institution of Al-Azhar al-Sharif and the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. To this end, Pope Benedict also spoke of the small Catholic community in Egypt, describing it as a living example of the nation's great cultural diversity. Across Egypt's social spectrum, he noted, Christians are committed in the fields of healthcare and education, caring for the needs of Egyptians regardless of their religious beliefs. The Catholic Church, he continued, would one day hope that the innumerable Catholic tourists to Egypt would have the opportunity to practice their faith. Pope Benedict concluded that this would be a beautiful sign Egypt could give to the rest of the world in favour of brotherly friendship between peoples and religions in accordance with its age-old and noble tradition. I'm Emma McCarthy.